Celtic Ale. Tonight you're listening to Roger Hera, your host this evening, sitting in for Carl Comley. Carl is on the road in Glenwood Springs, and so I'll be with you this week and next week. Before we begin music, I've got a brief announcement to play, and then we'll launch into tonight's music, which will begin with a tune by the lovely and talented Brian Clancy. And tonight's theme is almost entirely local bands. So here's an announcement, and then stay tuned for Brian Clancy.
On Tap Brew and KGNU with listeners, members, volunteers, and staff as KGNU DJs Deep Rock, Aaron Stereo, and Old Man GG will spin only vinyl from 1978 and beyond. This event, a special KGNU microbrew created by Zuni Street Brewing Company and KGNU volunteers and listeners, is being introduced at a brew raiser on Friday, May 17th from 7 p.m. until midnight. Come celebrate this special on-tap brew and KGNU with listeners, members, volunteers, and staff as KGNU DJs Deep Rock, Aaron Stereo, and Old Man GG will spin only vinyl from 1978 and beyond. This event is free to attend and open to the public. That's Friday, May 17th from 7 p.m. to midnight at Zuni Street Brewing Company, 2355 West 29th Avenue in Denver. More information at kgnu.org.
There was a wild colonial boy, Jack Drummond was his name. He was born and raised in Ireland, in a place called Castlemaine. He was his father's only son, his mother's pride and joy. Yes, and dear, he did his parents love, the wild colonial boy. At the early age of 16 years, he left his native home unto Australia's sunny shore. He was inclined to roam. Here up the rich, he helped the poor. He shot James McAvoy. What terror to Australia was the wild colonial boy. Cheerful song. Up stepped a band of troopers, Kelly Davis and Fitzroy. They all set out to capture him, the wild colonial boy. Surrender now, Jack Duncan, for you see we're 3-1. Surrender fine name, you are a pondering son. Jack drew two pistols from his belt, and a proud beware them high. He said, I'll fight, but not surrender, said the wild colonial boy. fired a shot at Caldy, which brought him to the ground. And turning round to Davis, he received a fatal wound. A bullet pierced his proud young heart from the pistol of his right. This and that was the sound they captured in the wild colonial boy.
Wasn't that lovely? Cole Cannon playing the title track from their most current album, Wild Orchid. And before that, Whiskey Tonight by the Indulgers, the unforgettable voice of Damien McCarron, and then opened with an equally unforgettable voice, Brian Clancy, from his Songs from Irish Row album, Wild Colonial Boy. You're listening to Shoulder Gale. I am your host tonight, Roger Hera, and I'll be playing a lot of tunes by local bands, some of which are no longer together, unfortunately, but fortunately their music lives on and we can continue to enjoy it, the legacy that they have left. Stay tuned. In a few minutes, I will have a guest calling in, Sarah Neff with Rocky Mountain Highland Dancers. We'll be calling in to chat about a Scottish Highland tea coming up next weekend, not this weekend, but the following weekend. So a few more tunes before that call. Open with a cut from Chancer's Hooley and their Fish on the Line CD. Another band that is not together in the form it was when they cut this album. So, Irish Blessing, Chancer's Hooley, Fish on a Line. All right. All right, that was Chancer's Hooley and their Irish Blessing Song. So I've got Sarah Neff on the line. You there, Sarah? Well, maybe not. I thought I had her on the line. Sarah, are you there? Oh, the magic of modern technology. Sarah, do I have you? Well, apparently not. Let me try again. While I try to reconnect with Sarah, we will listen to... Oh, let's listen to Easter Monday Rising off a new EP that Juice of the Barley released right around St. Patrick's Day. So here is... Easter Monday Rising by Juice of the Barley.
Centuries, stripped of all our culture, left with bitter memories. Rising from the ashes like an ancient phoenix bird. Voices of downtrodden people, dying to be heard. Rise on Easter Monday, weapons marching by in memory. Grey men long for freedom, never compromising. So praise the valiant heroes of the Easter Monday Rising. Raise a cheer and pound the drums. Raise a cheer and pound the drums. Raise a cheer and pound the drums. Listen to the sound of guns. Ring out from the Wicklow Mountains to the King. We'll fight for what was lost, any foe at any cost. For our time has finally come today, an Easter Monday rising.
Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Sarah Neff back on the line. Are you there, Sarah? Oh, yeah. Sarah, are you there? Well, I'm just having technical difficulties getting Sarah on the air, and my apologies to Sarah and all of you who tuned in to listen to Sarah. What I can tell you is that Sarah is calling about a Highland tea that is going to be held a week from this coming Saturday, and it will be on the 11th, and I am going to have to go online and find it because I'm not going to be able to get Sarah. In the meantime, I will play a dance tune that you will hear. It's a sailor's hornpipe by Pipe Major Donald MacLeod. The tune is Harvest Home, and it is a common tune that is played for Highland dances, and you may hear it and you may not, but you'll hear something like it anyway. Here is Pipe Major Donald MacLeod, Sailor's Hornpipe, to the tune of Harvest Home.
Thank you.
So you heard two pipe tunes by pipe major Donald MacLeod. The first one was Sailor's Hornpipe, and the tune was Harvest Home. The second one was the Argyll Broadswords medley that included Lady Madeline Sinclair, Lord Blantyre, The High Road to Linton, Mrs. MacLeod of Rosay. And again, my apologies for being unable to get the phone line in and transferred from the board onto the air. What Sarah would have talked about was a Scottish Highland tea presented by the Rocky Mountain Highland Dancers. It's a fundraiser for an international event that's going to be held here next year. And the Highland Tea is going to be at the Shepherd of the Hills Church, 11,500 West 20th Avenue in Lakewood, 11:30 and 2:30 p.m. servings, delectable food and culture of Scotland, Scottish Highland dancing, live Scottish music, and a silent auction. Annual fundraiser for Rocky Mountain Highland Dance, an organization dedicated to the preservation and expression of Scottish culture. So there's still time. Put it on your calendars next Saturday, May 11th, 11:30 and 2:30 tea times. Literally. Okay. I'm going to switch now to a James Taylor song, but performed by Judy Collins and Mark Cohn, called Belfast to Boston, kind of an anti-war song in a way. Belfast to Boston, Judy Collins.
Brothers, martyred fellows, silent children in the ground. Could we but hear them?
Could they not tell us?
Time to lay God's rifle down. Who will say this far no farther? Oh Lord, if I die today. Thank you.
see. Standing 16, one or two, with eyes wild and green. And you ride the horse so well, hands light to the touch. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to.
When you ride into the night without a trace behind, run your claw along my gut one last time. I look to face an empty space where once you used to lie, and look for the spark that lights the night through the teardrop in my eye.
I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to.
Ride
on, see. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to. I could never go with you, no matter how I wanted to.
So finished off that set with a medley, Crested Hen instrumental, and then the vocal Ride On from Keel Cayley, band out of Woodland Park, Colorado Springs, a CD they did called The Pig Fair, and another band that is no longer together. Before that, instrumental performance of an original composition called Aaron's Music Box, played by the incomparable Patrick McElhenney, him of the Magic Fingers and terrific guitar playing. And then opened that set with Belfast to Boston, written by James Taylor, off the CD Strangers Again, featuring Judy Collins, joined by Mark Cohn on that particular set. May is shaping up to be quite a month for music. In terms of international, we're getting a visit the end of the month by Celtic Woman, who is closing out their 2019 U.S. tour at Red Rocks Amphitheater on the 26th, 7:30 p.m. Gates open at 6 p.m. You can go online, order tickets, or get them at the Denver Coliseum. And if you can't make it to Red Rocks on the 26th, you might think about going north, where Angus Moore will be doing a fundraiser on the 26th for the volunteer fire department and community up there that are still recovering from the damages caused by the flood of 2013. It's an invitation-only event, except for friends and family of the community. However, if you're on Angus Moore's mailing list, you'll get your invitation automatically. And if you're not on their list, you can sign up to become a member at www.angusmoore.com/contact for all of the details. Brian Clancy, who opened our show tonight, will be on stage at Jack Quinn on the 16th at 7:30 in Colorado Springs. In terms of things coming up right away, Kevin Dooley is going to be at the Niwot Old Town First Friday event on the 3rd from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. And then if you want to head south, the Rio Grande Celtic Festival is on the 4th and 5th down in Bernalillo, New Mexico. You can go to the CelticFestABQ.com website for more information. And then a few other local bands are going to be performing. Avornin will be at Jack Quinn on the 11th. Avalon Ballroom on the 17th for Boulder Contra, and Ned Kelly's in Littleton on the 18th, assuming that Adam Goldstein makes it back for the gigs and survives his yoga trip to Bali. They will be doing that. And then the McDeviants are at Jack Quinn Irish Pub and Ale House in Colorado Springs on the 3rd at 8:30. And so a few more tunes before we close out the show tonight. Speaking of Avornin, here is a song of theirs off their CD, Beloved, opened with King of the Fairies, and then follow that up with Black Velvet Band from the Seven Long Years CD produced by the McDeviants. And then that will take us up just about to the top of the hour. I'll start playing an instrumental by Adam Agee and John Souza, who are in, I think they're in France, or they may be in Ireland by now. They won't be back until June, when they'll appear at the Pikes Peak Celtic Festival later on in June. So here is Avornin with King of the Fairies.
neat little town they call Belfast. Apprentice to trade I was bound, and many a bright amusement I spent in that neat little town. Till sad misfortune came over me and forced me to stray from me land, far away from me friends and relations, to follow the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. As I was walking down Broadway, not intending to go very far, I met with a frolicsome damsel applying her trade in a bar, when a watch she pulled from her pocket and placed it right into my hand. And the law, it came and arrested me, bad luck to her black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Next morning before judge and jury, a trial I did appear. A gentleman swore to his jewelry, and the case against me was clear. 7 long years transportation, I'm going to Van Diemen's land. Far away from me friends and relations, betrayed by her black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. So come all ye jolly young fellows, and please take warning from me. Beware of the pretty young damsels that hang around Kilkenny. For they'll fill you with whiskey and porter until you're unable to stand. And the next thing that you know me, lads, you're down in Van Diemen's land. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds, you'd think she was queen of the land. And her hair hung over her shoulder, tied up with a black velvet band. Tied up with a black velvet band. Tied up with a black velvet band. Thank you.
You've been listening to Sholto Gale. The time is approaching 8 p.m. Please stay tuned for Musica Mundi, hosted by Danielle. You've been listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Tuned into KGNU's Musica Mundi. This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You just heard from a producer group collective out of France by the name of Acid Arab, and they take both traditional sounds and infuse them with more modern sounds from Lebanon, North Africa, and also parts of Europe. And the track that you heard was called Gulabi. And the time right now is 8:04.